For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Today we have our final installment of our two-part special on Brazilian music.
And last week we were joined by Brazilian super producer Beco Dranoff. He discussed artists who are revolutionizing what Brazilian music means.
Beco's back today with more great Brazilian music, and this time we'll be focusing on artists who are fusing traditional Brazilian sounds with newer musical elements.
Beco, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, Felix. Hello, everybody.
So, Beco, what do you want to start us off with today?
I selected one of my favorite records of the last year, for sure. It's DJ Tudo, and the song is called Bater no Pandeiro.
Okay, we're hearing all kinds of stuff in this thing. I really am. As a drummer, I'm just floored.
There's his head just exploded.
Yeah. What's going on here?
DJ Tudo is a gentleman from Brasilia called Alfredo Belo. And Alfredo is, in reality, a musicologist, an ethnomusicologist, I would say. He travels all over Brazil recording small towns and folk festivals and, you know, small church chanting. So he has this wealth of material, and which he really stores, and he really is an archivist. And, you know, traveling so much in Brazil and traveling abroad, he was able to gel together all these influences. So it's a roots vocal sound, very, very traditional, with incredible basses, incredible drumming. But the whole album is super, super interesting. There's the dub influences, there's samba influences, but very Brazilian, and the soul in the bottom of it is really, this is a modern Brazilian record, in my opinion.
Com altura e honestidade, vá fabricando repente, futiradamente, pra viver no mundo inteiro. Hoje quero é bater pandeiro. Quero bater no 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 pandeiro.
Quero bater no pandeiro. Calma, compassadamente.
You know, when we were preparing the show, I pulled out a map of Brazil just to look at all the different places. And it was going to be helpful for people out there, if you're near the internet or something, to look at a map, because there's so much music here. What's next and where is it from?
Next up is a band called Do Amor, From Love. And the song is called Morena Russa. They are a young bunch from Rio de Janeiro. Track is a lot of fun. It's a samba rock, you know, 70s inspired, like Trio Mocotó and Jorge Ben, and also currently revisited by Seu Jorge.
It sort of reminded me of some of the music from the mid to late 70s of Flor Priam and Ayerto, in that funky jazz kind of way, because there's even like the guitar solo in this song. They had a guy playing with them, a guy named David Amaro, and that's what it reminded me of from that era.
Yeah, it's the samba soul, samba rock movement. You know, there were so many artists linked to that movement in the, like you said, mid-70s to late-70s. A lot of people don't know Tony Tornado and União Black and Gerson King Combo. There's these amazing, now they are reissued on CDs, but while I was growing up in Brazil, you couldn't find these records. They were so rare. And it's funky stuff with a touch of samba. And that's the school they come from. Next we have Orquestra Imperial, also from Rio de Janeiro, and the song is called The Supermercado do Amor, Love Supermarket.
Tem amor de mercado que se compra no supermercado do amor, empacotado e com um preço sedutor. Verdadeiro vem de graça como quem te abraça, surfando nas ondas do amor. E não se paga com dinheiro, não, senhor. E sim com beijos molhados de espuma, dando a ela de presente uma flor e todo o seu amor. E todo o seu amor.
this is such a Brazilian big band sound, and it is a big band. They have like 19 musicians and singers, right?
It's, I think, one of the funnest bands around in Brazil today. They are basically a collective. They get together, they play, then everybody goes away and do their own things, and then they come together. They've been doing this for many, many years, and they have three singers and a huge horn section. Caetano Veloso's son, Moreno Veloso, is one of the founders, and producer Cassim and Thalma de Freitas, the beautiful singer.
Sir
Jorge has been there in and out. So whoever is available that night comes to the show. And I've seen the show several times. They wear costumes and wigs. It's sort of this massive performance. And always fun, always upbeat and anarchic. You know, there's a level of it that it becomes this free-for-all event. It's very, very fun. Orquestra Imperial. This particular track has this frevo rhythm in reality. Well, frevo is from Recife. It's a carnival sound, beat and dance with a little umbrella. You jump, it's a very fast rhythm. But it also has distorted guitars, like a Mutantes vibe. It's a very short track. And it's very funny because it talks about the supermarket of love. And it's, I thought it always cracks me up.
Okay, what's next?
Next up, from São Paulo, my city. Yeah, the lovely big São Paulo. It's a super rapper. His name is Rappin' Hood, and the track is called Sou Negrão.
Da Silva, nem o canto refinado de Paulinho da Viola. Sou só mais um neguinho pelas ruas da vida. Quer se divertir, fazer um som e jogar bola. Rapping Hood sou eu, sujeito homem. Eu tô com o microfone, é tudo no meu nome. Sou posse mente Zulu, se ligar no som. Sou negrão, certo sangue bom. 20 de novembro temos de repensar a liberdade do negro. Tanto teve de lutar. O negro não é marginal, não é perigo. Negro ser humano, só quer ter amigos. Na antiga era o funk, agora é o rap. Vem puxando o movimento com o negro de talento. O negro é bonito quando está sorrindo, como versou Jorge Ben. O negro é lindo e é por causa disso tudo que estamos aqui. Se falam mal do negro, eu não tô nem aí. Pois já briguei muito, já falei demais. Mas o que o negro quer agora realmente é a paz. Andar na rua, no maior sossego. Constituir família, ter o seu emprego. Como o grande Otelo, João do Pulo, B.B. King e o Blues. Raul de Souza, Miles Davis, improviso no jazz. Pixinguinha e Catola, velha guarda do samba. Luiz Melodia, Mito Nascimento, dois bambas. Vieram metralhas com o rap abolição. Falando do negro e de sua opinião. Pois muitos negros já percorreram a trilha do sucesso. Jackson do pandeiro, Candeia, Anicete, Zomba, festa da raça com Madinha, Vila, no ano do centenário, grande maravilha e a rainha do samba, Trementina de Jesus que já partiu pra melhor, Esquelé, Divina Luz e no futebol, temos Rei Pelé, Garrincha de pernas tortas, um perfeito balé, sou negrão.
I love this song.
I love this. It's irresistible. It's samba.
And there's always that.
Samba makes you happy, makes you dance. It's so, the cadence of samba, you know, there's like, I always say it's like a heartbeat, you know, it's tum-tum, tum-tum, tum-tum.
Yeah.
So it goes straight to your heart. And this one especially is fun because it's super contemporary. Rappin' Hood is this rapper from São Paulo. He came from another group called Posse Mente Zulu, and then he also went solo. And it's a song about the black musicians and artists and even sports people that made, you know, their huge contributions to Brazilian culture. So he goes on and on and on, citing everybody from, you know, the past to the present on TV and music and every genre of human experience where Brazilian black people were amazing contributors. And he invites Leci Brandão, who is really a classic samba singer, and with a huge career, she's a samba diva. And so the track is very fun, and she says that the rap is the new samba canção. The rap is like the new samba singing, this samba song. And it's amazing that they got together. There's a beautiful video also for this track, people should check out.
so, so beautiful. And I love samba. Samba should come in a pill because it just, it makes me so happy.
In Portuguese, we have a saying, if you don't like to dance, you are either ill of your feet or you are ill of your head.
Say it in Portuguese.
Quem não gosta de samba, ou é doente da cabeça ou é doente do pé.
I agree. Esquecendo de falar de Sandra Sá, com os seus olhos coloridos fez a massa balançar. Sou negrão, sou negrão, sou negrão, sou negrão. DMN decretou que todos têm medo. 4P, poder para o povo preto. Não o poder do dinheiro, não há corrupção, sim o poder do som. Revolução. Como um solo de antes que faz você viajar. Coisa de preto, mano, pode chegar. Brother vem dançar porque a dança começou. Pois esse é fundo de quintal. Eu sou negrão, esse é o recado que acabamos de mandar pra toda a raça humana escutar e agitar. Portanto honre sua raça, honre sua cor. Não tenha medo de falar, fale com muito amor. Sou negrão. Samba pra todos os irmãos da minha raça, mano, mano.
Samba só pra gente bamba.
Agradecer aqui a presença de Nesti Brandão, grande dama do samba. Muito obrigado.
We have another samba. You brought another samba, also from Rio. I guess you're in a very sambista mood.
De manhã, quando ainda penso em acordar, ela já está a dedilhar, deixando feliz no seu novo brinquedo. Não vou nem me comparar, não tenho como disputar, pois não mando e-mail, só mando desejo. Essa é minha situação, quero sua atenção e já fiz, imagino até onde eu pude. Penso até em desistir, o que eu posso fazer é ir. Não posso o tamanho, a tecnologia. Ela me trocara por Blackberry. 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 De manhã, quando ainda penso em acordar, ela já está a dedilhar, mexendo feliz no seu novo.
So I hear the samba beat, but I hear a lot more. Very different from the last track.
Very different, more urban and more Rio de Janeiro. Tono is a band led by Ben Gil, Gilberto Gil's son, who is a guitar player. So this is the first album of the band Tono. The song is called Samba do Blackberry because he's saying that he was traded by his girlfriend for a Blackberry. And so it's super funny. When I heard it, it cracked me up. And he says, I don't send emails, I just send love, you know, but I'm not as good as a Blackberry. That was Rio de Janeiro, and now we're flying back north to Salvador in Bahia. We're gonna listen to Baiana System, O Carnaval, Quem é que Faz?
lua, a noite escura, a cena toda como no cinema. O bumbo ao longe, o metal anuncia, tá começando mais um carnaval. A rua está cheia e eu vou me esgueirando, feito um ninja no meio da multidão. O peito inflama, a lágrima derrama, tá começando mais um carnaval. O carnaval, quem é que faz? O carnaval ainda quem faz é o folião. O carnaval, quem é que faz? O carnaval ainda quem faz é o folião.
Beco, little known fact, I actually used to play in a batucada group and we traveled to Salvador de Bahia, and this song just took me back to Carnaval in Salvador, which was amazing, and this music was literally playing everywhere.
This track also was love at first hearing. When I got the CD, the whole CD is awesome, but this track melts or mixes. You know, there's a Caribbean feel, there's an African feel, there's zouk, there's soukous, there's Bahian.
Calypso,
and it's super electronic. You know, it has, I believe Lucas Santana is also involved in this project as a co-producer, so it has a very modern vibe to it. And the lyric says, who makes the carnival are still the people, you know, because carnival became this big enterprise with expensive parties and sponsors and TV, and it's a big time in production now in Brazil. But the song says the carnaval, in the end of the day, who really makes the carnival are the people jumping up and down in the street. So it's a very happy track.
You know, the guitar reminds me of a lot of this West African music that we hear, like with Afrobeat, not necessarily Afrobeat, but like almost traditional, like that single note guitar, not a lot of effect.
What you're hearing is called the guitarra baiana, right? And it's like the guitar almost creates the percussion in and of itself. And the guitarra baiana was created in Bahia in the 1940s. It has a really Caribbean feel. And what I love about it is that it really revolutionized Carnaval, right, Beco?
Yes, you know, guitarra baiana is really tiny. It's an electric guitar, like a general electric guitar, but the arm is cut in half. So it's a very, very tiny, very fast. Your fingers have to really, really fly to make these solos. And the trio elétrico, maybe we should explain in a minute, is these massive sound system trucks that walk in, you know, on the main avenues. They go very slowly, actually. People walk behind them dancing, and they are walls of sound, and there's maybe 30 or 40 or 50 in Salvador, and there's always competing to see who has the best sound system, who plays louder, who has the biggest stars on top. So the stage becomes this, the top of the truck, and sometimes it twists around and the stage opens on top of the public. Beautiful, beautiful, you know, with lights, with smoke. It's a moving stage, let's say. And they compete, and there's awards for the best sound and the best trio. And each year, they get bigger and stronger.
Nice.
So that's why it's the carnival in Salvador is different than Rio. Carnival in Salvador is really a street party.
Okay, we're coming up on our last song of a two-part special on Brazilian music, and we've heard all kinds of music thanks to our guest, Beco Drenoff. And for the last song, Beco, why did you choose this song? What is it about this song? Does it wrap everything up? What is it about this?
Well, to close today's show, I chose Luisa Maita, a fellow Paulista, new singer, was awarded the best new artist in Brazil from the critics. And the song is called Lero Lero, which means when you blabber or just talk about. It's a remix, it's a drum and bass remix by producer Seiji.
Quando, 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 quando
there's just no getting around all the rhythmic richness. There's, you know, Brazilian music's got all these great melodies, but equally as important is the rhythm. And even in the remixes and even in contemporary music, whether you're playing pandeiro or you're manipulating it through a computer, like the rhythm is just so fascinating. It's always there.
You know, drum and bass can also be a very cold rhythm and very, very fast and very calculated. And this remix got to me because it's new and people are not currently doing a lot of drum and bass. And I think it brought the song out in a way, like you said, it's so deep and it's so well mixed and well created and still has the old cavaquinho and the guitar sound. And it brings Luisa's voice out. I love this remix.
Luisa Maita stopped by NPR recently and she gave us a wonderful Tiny Desk concert, an acoustic concert. And we'll definitely link to that on our website, npr.org/altlatino. Really, in my opinion, one of the best Tiny Desk concerts we've done.
It's a great song to end this show and this two-part series on Brazilian music. Beco Dranoff, thank you so much for bringing all this music together and compiling it and sharing it with us.
Thank you, guys. It's my honor and pleasure to be here in NPR and Alt Latino, and I hope people go out and check them out.
Beco Dranoff is a music producer, and he's a curator for the Red Hot organization that's a nonprofit dedicated to fighting AIDS through pop culture. He was kind enough to join us today from our New York bureau.
And don't forget, you can hear the music from this week's show and last week's show in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And we want to know what your favorite new Brazilian artists are. You can also join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter.
A special thanks to Mike Katzeff, our engineer Chuck Thompson, and our producer Jessica Goldstein. Beco, how would you say, I'm Felix Contreras?
Eu sou Félix Contreras.
Eu sou Félix Contreras. Yes.
Felixinho.
Felixinho.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. Este foi Alt Latino. This was Alt Latino.